here on my table, I have the special plate. So you must say something that's nice about me.
Wow, we'll be here for a really long time while I come up with something nice to say about you.
I'm waiting.
It's really admirable how far you'll go to annoy me.
Hey, I appreciate that. Welcome to Batch Please. I'm Evan Delaney.
I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we're here to talk about hometowns.
Hometowns. I feel like hometowns got here so fast.
This whole season has flown by, and that's
and it's
a
fine.
Blessing and a
I'm
curse
because
the season kind of sucks.
The season's been kind of rough. Peter consistently makes poor choices, and none of the girls are that great, and the season's just been weird. I'm very over it.
So we are going to talk about the hometown dates, specifically the drama that also ensued at the end of the episode.
We sure will.
We have kind of a fun little thing at the end. So last week we reached out to the tourism boards of all the hometown locations and asked them to pitch us their best hometown date ideas.
We sure did. It was great. We got some really great responses from three of the four cities. I'm sure we can all guess which one did not want to participate.
Virginia Beach opted out.
Virginia Beach opted out. So we have some really fun responses. People were really excited. A lot of Bachelor fans in the tourism board. So we have some cool stuff.
Yeah, but let's get into the night last night. We'll just start chronologically.
Yes.
With Hannah Ann.
Yeah, Hannah Ann. So first we go to Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Knoxville and they do an axe throwing thing, which is
big
become,
into lumber. That whole day was lumber focused.
Axe throwing, like bars and stuff, has become super popular.
You been to one?
I have not been to one, but I've heard they're fun.
I guess. They seem too close to the target, which makes it seem not as cool.
It makes me a little nervous. Like, I don't know if I like the fact that a bunch of drunk people have axes. Like, I know you can't, like, drink while you're doing it, but that you can drink before. So
yeah.
I don't.
You obviously pregame for a good axe throw. Come
it makes
on.
Me a little nervous. Also, after the axe throwing, they're like she obviously did the whole run jump legs around him thing. And they're like making out in the like thing where the
in
axes are.
In front of a
are.
Bunch of people.
And I just don't understand. I feel like there's a manual, there's a rule book that probably says to not even stand in that area, right?
Yeah, that's a safety hazard for sure.
Definitely
no
a
doubt.
Safety hazard.
No doubt. So we also show.
You should have been there with your vest. You're like the safety captain at work.
For those of you guys that don't know, at work,
side.
I am the chief floor captain.
The chief
yeah.
floor captain?
Yeah, I have reached that position.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I'm responsible for the entire building safety, making sure people get out in case of a fire.
Yep.
Let me tell you, this axe situation last night.
Violated. Evan does have a vest.
Good. I do have a vest.
He has to be ready at all times, so if anybody sounds the alarm, he has to have his vest on as quickly as possible.
Yep, my record is, I think, 3 seconds.
He does take the job very seriously.
Yeah.
We'll see. If an emergency arises, I will be sure to let you guys know if he's able to save me and the rest of the third floor of our building, so stay tuned for that.
Yep. So, Peter, back to the actual important stuff here.
Yes.
Peter also returned the letter...
He did.
Service to Hannah Ann.
He did.
By providing her a list of, I think it was like 20 reasons why.
Which I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
I liked that.
I think some of the ones that stood out to me was she's intentional.
Yep. I heard the word intentional several times last night. That felt like a big buzzword.
He gets butterflies every time.
The
he's
one that
her.
Stood out to me the most was that she has a name for all of her dresses.
Yeah.
And I really
do you
wanted
do that with
to
your
dive.
Clothes?
I really don't know what that meant. Like, I really want to dive more into, like,
does she name this
like,
one Monica?
Right.
Does she name it, like, Olivia?
Or is she like, this is my first date dress. This is my whatever dress. Like, I want to know more about
Are they thematic or are they human
names?
Exactly. Or animal names?
Or all of the above.
Yeah, could be. So, Hannah Ann, let us know. So, we go back to, they have a fine day together, whatever. Sort of non-eventful, I would say.
Yeah.
The whole episode kind of felt that way, and towards the end,
yeah, it was like all building up just to the one date.
We get so we get back to Hannah Ann's parents. Again, just the dad is so into lumber. Like, I'm surprised
big
they didn't live in a log cabin,
and
they were playing timber when they got there.
Yeah, big lumber guy. Hannah Ann's family of all of the families seemed the most like cool with the whole process to me.
Yeah, I think Kelsey's sort of did too in a
her
weird
mom
way.
Her mom was a little like,
her mom had very much like, can I speak to your manager vibes.
I would agree with that. But I just feel Hannah Ann's parents just seemed very like, yeah.
I thought it'd be funny if all of Hannah Ann's family members had like two first names, like Ricky, David, and I don't know. I just know that dad's name is Rick.
Something Ann.
Yeah.
Rick,
yeah.
Ann.
We start off early with the trope of the dubious dad.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, very unsure of this whole process. I can only imagine why.
But he, I think compared to the other dads, turned it around really quick. Like, soon as Peter was like, yeah, I'm starting to like fall in love with her, the dad is like, oh, okay.
But he's like, you don't throw around that word lightly.
Yeah.
Like, you mean that word if you say it to my daughter.
He did tell him, like, don't say that to her unless you mean it.
Yeah.
Because, well, probably she's 22 and...
23.
And he's probably like, I don't want her to hear that. And then you break up with her tomorrow, which is fair.
Yeah.
But they all seem to like him. Her sister was
who
like...
Who I thought was older than her, but it is not.
I also thought was older than her. Was just like immediately sobbing. She's like, I've just never seen you so happy.
Yeah. I don't know. It was
really
weird.
Interesting. I like, if I was ever on this show and I brought someone home, my mom is the only one I could see being like, I trust you, whatever. This is great. My dad would be like, this is ridiculous. And my brother would be so appalled.
Yeah.
Like, they would not be like, this is so great. We love you. We trust you. They would be like, what is wrong with you?
We talked about this last season on The Bachelorette. Like, we discussed what our hometowns would be like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And for those that weren't there, like, you mentioned that part. Like, your mom would be super into it. I think my mom would play into it, like, knowing that this is a game and, like, we're trying to, you know, angle myself here for some love. My dad would not really understand what's going on, which is fine. Doesn't need to.
Fine.
But he would be an integral part in the whole hometown date because he would give a tour of the Cincinnati Zoo.
He would.
Which he is the longest tenured member, employee.
And then since we would be at each other's hometown dates, obviously.
Naturally.
For good podcast content.
Yeah.
We know exactly what to say to bait the whole situation. So
yeah.
We'd be fine.
So how do you think, we'll say on a scale from 1 to 10, how do you think Peter's time with Hannah Ann's family went? Just in terms of like getting to that next step of, we'll say, love and marriage.
I give it a 9.
Wow.
Like, I think everything went just about as smoothly as it could. Everybody left feeling good.
Yeah.
He told Hannah Ann finally like kind of his feelings and she felt really good about that.
Yeah.
The letter, her family loved him. So I think hers was probably one of the best, if not the best, hometown in terms of being on the same page.
Yeah.
What
I'd
do you
say
think?
So. I would give it probably a 7 just because the dad's warning seemed pretty stern. I think like Peter's going to renege on that a little bit. I don't know. TBD. Next up, we have Des Moines, Iowa. Do you think the order that these were presented to us was the same order that they happened?
Usually not.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. I'm actually thinking that.
Well, where were they before this? I forget.
Peru.
Peru. Okay, so I guess it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, and all these places are like a relatively short plane ride in between each other.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know. What order do you think they went in?
Earlier, I thought Hannah Ann was probably, I don't know, second or third. I think Hannah Ann came after Kelsey because he's sort of lukewarm on Kelsey, I'll say. And then, like, Hannah Ann comes, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm
into
this.
I kind of think it
was,
like, Iowa, Knoxville, Auburn, Virginia Beach.
Could be.
That's the order I think happened.
Could be. We'll never know. But right now, we're in Des Moines.
We may know.
They go to a winery.
I have things to say about this.
Say it. It's what we're here for.
Is it sanitary to crush? Like, I understand that crushing grapes with your feet is a thing, and I understand that. But, like, with your bare feet, and that is turned into something you drink.
You ever had barefoot wine before? Do you know that's why it's called that?
No.
It's really not. I'm just making that up.
I know.
I didn't know. Sometimes you take the things I say at face value.
I can assume that what you're saying is not true.
Okay.
But isn't that just kind of gross?
Yeah, I don't think they actually use those grapes for product.
Then literally, why did they do that? What is the point?
I don't know. So actually, I went to a vineyard in Washington back in 2018, and I was just like, I stumbled upon it. I just wanted to visit while I was out there, and there just happened to be a grape stomping competition that day.
Did you participate?
Oh, I participated.
How did you do?
I required first aid by the end.
What?
Because because so I didn't fall or anything. But I was mashing those grapes with my feet. I was moving my legs as fast as I could. Super painful on the thighs, hips, etc. But I was just, I was going to town. But no grape juice was coming out of my little pipe.
Maybe
and I was like, what?
Wrong.
Well, no, no. Let me tell the story.
Okay.
Now you're interrupting me.
Taste your own medicine, buddy.
And so nothing was coming out of the pipe, but I was like, okay, there must just be some grape skin, grape pulp that's like blocking
grape
this.
Pulp.
So I stick my finger down there to unclog it. And they didn't tell me until after the competition that like it was clogged on purpose. And then they would unclog it and then see all the juice that comes out and then measure it that way. But something that was in like the clog area was a very sharp, I don't mean like a hook almost, sort of to catch the grape skin and everything.
Okay.
Didn't know that. Sliced my finger on it. And so what was a white wine turned red.
Oh, God.
I lost a significant amount of blood. Oh, got me wine drunk way faster.
Oh, I
which
bet.
Is nice.
Which is nice.
But super embarrassing.
Wow, what a tale.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways,
I don't
think they used, they didn't, they said they weren't going to use that for.
Which again, why even bother doing that then?
I don't know. It's fun. Have you ever stomped around in grapes?
No.
It's a blast. Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay.
All right. So.
Whatever. And I like how they were like, he was like, what would you name it? And she's like, you name it. Because they've had to do enough stupid
shit. And
then
they just
named
it
like,
Peter
and
Kelsey.
How about we just name it wine? Come on, Peter.
He said that this is wine that I would buy.
Yeah, he was like, well, this is a great looking bottle. If I saw this on the shelf, I would totally
buy this. So if you were walking around a wine aisle and you saw this, you saw Peter and Kelsey wine, would you get it? Honestly, all the elements to it look kind of bad.
Probably
design
not.
Was bad.
To be honest, I probably wouldn't, unless it was real from The Bachelor and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I guess I would buy it for that reason.
That's the only reason I would buy it. Either way, that they did that. All of Kelsey's date felt super kind of like glazed over. Like it just didn't like matter much. I don't know. It was very insignificant to me.
Yeah. I can. She, though, is the most into him.
She's
but
very
he,
into him.
Of the people that are left, is least into
for
her.
For sure. I was shocked she, honest to God, made it this far.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm surprised because I never thought like he was really quite that into her. But. Whatever. He met her parents, her family.
He had crab rangoon for the first time.
That's
preposterous.
To talk about that.
Crab
how
rangoon,
in the
things
hell
of that nature.
Has he never had crab rangoon?
I don't know how you do it. And he's from
I had crab
like
rangoon
the West Coast.
Yesterday.
And I feel like that's like you're just more aware
of seafood
of
options.
Asian foods. I mean, for sure.
And seafood related options.
Yeah.
I had crab rangoon literally
crab
last
rangoon
night.
Crab rangoon is so.
With
effing
my Thai
delicious.
Food. Remember I said I was getting Thai food yesterday?
Thai food, yeah.
And I got crab rangoons, and they were freaking good.
Oh, it's so good.
I was intrigued by the shape of the crab rangoons. I also wanted to know what the rest of the meal was, and like, did it match with crab rangoons?
It didn't look like it.
It didn't look like it.
Also, so usually in bachelor lore, the food is not eaten.
Bachelor lore.
The food is not typically eaten.
No, but they ate just the crab rangoons.
Do they... Does the family still have to prepare a meal
yes.
that is then not eaten?
Yes.
God, that feels so wasteful.
I remember, I forget who it was, but I read some article about someone who was literally like, my mom and grandma literally slaved for hours for this meal, had it all set up, prepared, and then like we weren't allowed to eat it.
That's bonkers.
That's
I feel pretty
stupid.
Bad for them.
Stupid, I know.
Apparently, too, someone informed me yesterday that that wasn't actually Kelsey's house. I guess the one that they had just wasn't conducive for the production crew, so they rented out that home.
That happens a lot, actually. Like, if some people will use, like, their grandparents' home or their aunt and uncle's home or, like, someone else's home if it's better for lighting and production and location and if it's more aesthetically pleasing, like, sometimes they won't use their actual home.
I don't like that. I want it to be authentic.
I want it to be authentic, too.
Cinema Verite, please.
I will say that the most authentic hometown I ever saw was Dean.
I've heard about that. I've watched it before,
actually.
His
dad had, like, very interesting way of life.
It's like a shaman
were, like,
or something,
on
right?
On the floor, and, like, it was kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Kelsey's brother, and we only got him for, like, a quarter of a second.
Yeah, he was
looked
not really
dead right. on Chris Evans from Knives Out.
Really?
100%.
I didn't.
Go back, watch the tape. He looks like it.
Can we
for
talk
sure.
about how much Kelsey looks like her mom?
All of the women in that family look
wow.
like the mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spitting image of her mom.
Yeah. They all have the same nose.
They do. They all have the same nose
like
and
it's
the same
so
face
identifiable.
Structure. Like they're Wow, my microphone's going to change.
Jeez, you're hitting the mic.
Their, like, facial structure to me is the same.
Yeah. So.
But I agree with you. I think it's interesting that you said her mom has very, like, can I talk to your manager vibes.
Yeah. I think she was, like, cool with the process.
She was a little much.
She's a lot, yeah. Maybe that's why he didn't pick her in the end.
Maybe because her mom was too.
Because I feel like you gotta.
She was a lot.
I would want
to vibe with the families.
You gotta vibe with the
families.
Because
you're like, okay, I am not only trying to pick my future wife, I'm also picking my future in-laws.
Yeah, and
so
like
you have to make sure that they're not freaking weirdos.
Yeah, I honestly think I probably do better with parents anyways than I do with
we've
like
talked about this
people
before,
my
and you
age.
Were right.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just have so many.
I think it's because you're so annoying to like me and people our age, but like parents find you endearing.
Out.
Like
yeah.
Parents, like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that.
And
could
I'm
be
like,
the case.
And please stop talking to me.
Yeah, that could be the case.
I think that's it. Like my parents like you. Like my mom likes you way more than I do.
Oh yeah, shout out Lisa. We love you.
Shout out to Lisa.
I
do
so.
Also when we're done want to read Lisa's review of the evening.
Oh yeah,
she gave me her little quick text review. So after we're done talking about all of them, I'd like to bring that back up.
All right, sounds good. So next up, we go to Auburn, and this was my favorite. This is the hometown that I wanted to be
on. I was watching this, and I'm like, Evan is so jealous.
Everything.
For those
of
you who don't know, Evan loves basketball.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Like, he loves everything about basketball.
Everything.
He just really, especially NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Like, NBA All-Star Game, NBA mm-hmm. Finals, all of it. He is obsessed with
yeah,
basketball.
And I can get into college ball, too.
So this was his hometown date.
It essentially starts with one of my favorites of all time, Charles Barkley.
I wish I was watching it with you when you saw Charles Barkley pop up, because I feel like
out.
You would have freaked out.
I freaked out. And then Bruce Pearl comes out, and I've always liked Bruce
Pearl.
I don't
know who Bruce Pearl is.
He's Auburn's head coach. He used to coach at Tennessee. He's a very energetic, almost chaotic, like, force in the sidelines, and he sweats so much in the game. So this is the driest I've ever seen Bruce Pearl.
That's hilarious.
So,
and did you think it was impressive how close Madison is with, like, such a big name in college basketball?
I was a little jealous.
And that Charles Barkley was involved at all?
Honestly,
I want to know more about how that was coordinated.
If Charles Barkley told me to, like, you know, treat this woman well and, like, you know, love her as she should, I would, like, get engaged to her on the spot. I would propose to her right there.
In the basketball arena.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Then they play basketball with each other.
I really liked seeing that because I was going to ask you, like, did it just, like, warm your soul watching Madison be good at basketball? Were you like, wait,
she's like
I'm
legit
in love with
good.
Her? Yeah, she is
yeah.
good. Just watching her dribble, I was like, she's the
yeah,
real
yeah, she's got
deal.
Handles for sure. She can get to the rack
just
easily.
That much more attracted to her now that you've seen her play basketball.
Jeez. Yeah.
She's got a lot. She's got a lot going for her.
It looked like Peter's basketball skills improved a little bit since his.
I bet you Peter's not good at basketball and that they only include the edits where he made shots.
He doesn't move like a good athlete.
No. I don't picture him as very athletic in general.
Yeah, but he's like a fit-ish guy.
He's
just normal.
He's normal, but yeah. I don't see him being like a big athlete.
Yeah, I don't know, but man, I love that date.
It was great. And I liked all the Jumbotron like coordination.
Yeah.
With like saying this, like with a score and then being like, Madison wins. And it was like, kiss me and everything. That was cute.
Yeah, I like that.
It was nice. I thought it was cute. And they had their own jerseys. Like I liked this. This was definitely my favorite hometown date because it was like very actually important to her. Like how important is grape stomping or axe throwing? Like this was really important to her and he knew that, which is cool.
Yeah. I think the axe throwing ties into
a little bit, but like you can do that anywhere.
That's true. Okay, so then we go to their house. Here's where things get a little interesting.
I want to talk about the special plate a little bit.
You mean the one sitting right in front of me?
Yes. Did you give it to me?
No,
oh, no,
it's
you
still,
had it.
I still
can
have
I have it.
It
now? So you have you to can, say something nice about
you
me.
You can have the special plate after you tell me about your.
Okay. I have a lot of questions about the special plate.
All right. I've got answers.
Do you think that this is a real thing? Or
yes.
Do you think they legitimately do that for every meal?
No, I 100% believe they do it for every meal.
Do you think like when friends come over for dinner, they make them be part of it?
Yes.
I
and
think
usually
so
the
too.
Friends get it. Usually the friends get the
friends
special
get
plate.
It. But like, why yeah. didn't they let Peter have it?
I think they wanted.
They wanted to hear him say.
They wanted
nice
to hear him
Madison.
Say something nice about Madison.
They should have like.
And they
him
don't know
it.
Peter that well, so they can't necessarily
okay,
say something
true.
Special about him.
That's fair.
Which honestly, there's not much to say.
But like, how do you think internally? I want you to show me what you think internal Peter was saying to himself when they explained the special plate.
Oh, I think he ate it up. I think he loved it. Like, I think it's something that regardless if he ends up with Madison or not,
like, he's going to continue with his own.
He's taking that idea home.
He's such a cornball that he's like, yes, the yeah. special freaking plate. I'm surprised he didn't start, like, speaking Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because I feel like when he had, like, Cuban especial. Dinners, yeah, with his mom and dad, like, this is something that his family would have done.
Yeah. I think he was 100% in on this. I think it's a little different, but, like, it's kind of cute in a way.
It's definitely cute. If my parents and myself and my adult sibling were all forced to participate in the special plate every time we had a dinner, I think that I would not be a huge fan.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we save that for holidays. Or, like, when it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Everyone has to say something nice
about
you.
March 26th.
Wow. Wow. Thanks for remembering my birthday, Evan.
Yep.
But I feel like it was I feel like her family was just a little too intense for Peter all around.
You know what else is that Madison looked older than both her parents. Okay, what the heck's that all about?
Talk about her dad.
Her dad
is a
specimen.
And how he looks like he's legitimately 16, but, like, also like he's 50.
It's I don't
I was really
I don't
confused
get it,
by
yeah.
her dad's face.
He's an ageless wonder.
That was so weird to me.
Definitely weird. They were drinking sweet tea out of wine glasses, which actually
that
I want to get to later.
I wanted them to say more about that. Like, do they not drink? Or was it
think,
like, we're in the South, it's sweet tea?
I think they don't drink. I think they're of the religious sect. I don't want to, like, assume what it is, but I think there's, like, a brand of Southern Baptists that doesn't drink
that
alcohol.
They didn't really address it, so I wasn't sure. But, like, Madison has drank champagne, like, on the show, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe not, because she didn't really drink her champagne. She just, like, toasted it.
I've never noticed her drinking stuff.
I mean, it's not a big – there's been people on the show before that didn't drink. Like, it's not a big deal. I'm just curious if that's – well, either way. And then – so then they had grace.
Yes.
Or they had a prayer, which a lot of families do. There's
yeah.
not – that wasn't – but I think Peter was thrown on how to be during grace. Like, I think they – I thought his family prayed during meals too.
No, they
but
do.
When they're like, everyone –
but they also
hands,
do a song.
That's true. He kind of, like, did one of these and, like, looked around when they were doing – grace, like,
well,
he didn't know how to act.
Well, I think you have to. I think everyone graces a little bit differently.
He's probably like, "Are we holding hands? Are we closing our eyes? Are our heads down?
Like,
what's the deal?"
So, if I'm like at a wedding or something, I'm in a line dance. I don't exactly know how to do.
Fair.
And I'm like, I kind of have to peek around and see what other people are doing. Like, oh, it's left foot forward now.
That's fair.
Two
I mean, like growing
time.
Up, we would like say grace, but we would say like grace, but we never held hands. And then I had been to people's houses where they said grace and it was like everyone holds hands. So I guess maybe he was trying to like read the room of how
yeah.
to do grace.
I haven't been to a hand holding grace. I've been to like a close your eyes and then I just let everyone else do it. And then I just go like, all right, amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a religious fellow.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
don't
which,
have to be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to each their own. And I don't think that any of it's a problem. I just think that like they're more religious than even Peter thought, and I think, or maybe he not more than he thought, but once he was around it, I think there was parts of him that was like, oh
yeah,
because her dad was even like, do you know how religious we are? And he was like, totally.
It was kind of weird the way he talked about, like, he's like, she's so pure.
It was very clear to me that her dad was hinting at her virginity and assuming Peter knew about it.
Yeah.
And it was super weird.
Yeah. It's a different culture to me, so I'm not going to rag on it or anything.
No,
it's
no,
different.
Not at all. It was just very weird.
Yeah.
And I think it's very weird when parents – I think it's very different. I don't want to say weird. Different when parents are that involved in talking about the virginity of their children.
I think that's what I was
like. I don't think there's
at.
Any. I mean, saving yourself for marriage, great. Like
yeah.
religion, great. Like these are all things that there's absolutely, of course, nothing wrong with, and to each their own. But I think it's weird when the parents are that involved in that discussion.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like T.I.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
his
and how he's
like,
talking about that.
Like I could see that being a thing with his family. I don't mean that, but like maybe it is. I don't know.
And I just finished watching Jane the Virgin,
yeah,
which I've told you about before, which I absolutely loved. If you haven't watched Jane the Virgin, please watch it.
Okay.
But not you specifically, but like people listening. But it always threw me. And I was actually texting with your pal, Courtney, about
friend
this.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend
substitute
of the show.
Host.
About how like it bothered me how much like Jane in the show's grandma was so insanely invested in Jane's virginity that she would like lay on guilt if she even so much as considered possibly sleeping with someone. And it drove me nuts because I'm like, why is your grandma part of this?
Yeah. The night ultimately
know.
Ends with
it was
Peter.
Very awkward.
Well, But Peter is like, I love this girl. Like, he's in
but
on.
But it was a weird ending with her dad.
A little bit.
I thought, I just felt kind of weird about the way they ended their conversation.
I think it goes back. I don't think Peter knows what he's in for with this type of thing. I think he thinks he can do it. I just don't know if he, like, actually. And he can change. Totally. But the
and
way.
And he had three dads back to back to back being like, so is my daughter the one? And he's like, I don't know what you want, like, me to say. Like, maybe. There are four people. He's like, I can't answer that. And, like, as a dad.
This formula is not, like, set up for parental success.
And no, and every single time I watch the show, every time it's hometowns, whether it's The Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever, the parents are always like, so how do I know you're not going to break my daughter or son's heart? And it's like, you can't know that. Like, have you ever seen the show? Do you know anything about it? Like, three of these four people are going to get their heart broken.
Yeah.
At least. Or all four.
Yeah. Her Madison's dad's name is Chad.
It is.
So that'd be funny if it was Chadison. That's all I've got on that.
Do you think he didn't really feel very Chad-like to me?
What defines a Chad?
I don't know. Don't you just feel like Chad gives off a certain vibe?
I think he had a Chad.
Really?
He had some Chad in him.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
But Peter loves her, and he knows that.
Yeah, and he straight up said, like, he took a little pause, and he was like, I love Madison.
Yeah.
And it was like,
but it wasn't like a pause
it.
Of uncertainty.
It was
a pause
of
like,
am I really
oh
going to say
God,
this?
I'm
like,
say it. Yeah.
He said he loves her.
Which, if he's with another girl right now from the show and they're watching it back, oh boy.
Remember when he said Sydney was the best kisser?
And then sent her home the next
week? Yeah.
That was a smart move, though.
It is still kind of weird, though. Like, Madison was like, I don't know if I'm there yet. And he's like, I love her.
Yeah.
So I just, I don't know. I feel weird about it.
Yeah. A little bit of Colton Cassie-ish vibes,
huge
maybe.
Colton Cassie vibes.
Yeah.
Huge Colton Cassie vibes.
And not just because of the virginity part.
But that does also...
Yeah, a little bit. So, the...
Oh, man.
The big one.
Let's dive into it.
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach
Victoria
was a
F.
hot mess. First of all, they should have known... She should have known starting it with another country concert was going to end in a disaster. They
that
should learn
was...
their first lesson. And I really want to know more about this. How did she organize having Hunter Hayes there? And there was like random people there that were not her friends. I'm very like, or maybe they were her friends. I don't know.
That was the worst musical performance I've ever heard on The Bachelor in
Wasn't
my entire
weird?
Life.
And I like Hunter. I mean, Hunter Hayes is good.
I honestly wanted to rip my eardrums out
okay, I don't
and
really quite
kick
think it's
them
that
across
dramatic.
The room. It was bad.
But why did it happen? Like, how did she know
she
Hunter
just asked
Hayes?
Producers. I don't know. Maybe she used to date him.
I was wondering if she was going to make a joke. Like, don't worry, thing. I didn't date him.
Could be a thing.
Peter also, when he's, like, at these little private concerts, is so awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and he was way
he, like,
taller than everybody
can't dance
else.
At all. And he can't dance while he's singing to a concert at
yeah.
all. It's so funny for me to watch.
Yeah. I don't think we have to talk about the other stuff that they did, like the old-timey photo shoot or whatever.
Literally forgot
we
that
We want
happened.
To talk about Marissa.
I did want to talk about how stressed I was when her dog ran into the ocean and nobody ran after the dog.
That dog was hype.
But, like, were we going to, like, check on the dog?
A very misbehaved dog.
He ran, or she.
Which kind of makes sense, given that Victoria F is her
But
owner.
Why didn't anybody go after the dog or, like, be like, oh, it's okay, the dog swims. Like, Peter was not alarmed enough. Like, if I was with someone and their dog ran into the ocean, I would at least be like, hey, is that okay? Like, wouldn't you be alarmed?
Yeah, a little bit.
At least check in.
Yeah. But after the concert, I
oh,
guess
man.
Victoria F goes off, you know, on her way home. Peter's about to get in his
they
car.
They set it up when he's like, today was the perfect day. It's what I needed from her. And it's like, yeah. Oh, good. What terrible thing is going to happen?
Bump, bump, bump. Then his, I guess, ex-girlfriend, or is it just a friend?
No, it's his ex-girlfriend that
okay.
he dated.
Her
a
name
while
is Marissa. They blurred her face out.
Which, like, why did they blur her face out?
Because we can find her on Instagram.
In 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And she clearly was fine with her identity being known, so I don't know why they blurred her face.
Yeah. And she says.
A plant by producers, obviously.
Yeah. And she says, like, I know Victoria F. Like, we used to be friends. We had a little bit of a falling out. Let me tell you, she is not. Good for you. You deserve much better because you're a good person.
And he was like, what do you mean? And she's like, she has broken up relationships.
Yeah.
Like several relationships.
Which we knew.
But what I know or what I've heard is that she broke up marriages.
Yep.
Which I feel like should have been said. I also want to know why Peter didn't know that Marissa was from Virginia Beach. they must not have, like,
well,
how
he was like, oh yeah, like,
he's like, you're from here. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, how does, I feel like he needs to know that.
Yeah. I thought it'd be funny if that girl's the next Bachelorette.
Hey, Marissa from Bachelorette.
Yeah. So Peter confronts her.
So Peter is just blindsided. Like, he's just can't believe it. Didn't ask nearly enough questions.
No.
Like, where we needed so many more details. Before he said anything to Victoria, he should have asked a lot more questions.
He should have.
Because I'm not defending Victoria. Don't get me wrong. We'll get to that. But, like, I feel like he did not go about this in a good way at all.
Yeah. So he asked Victoria F. about it before he goes into...
on the doorsteps of her parents' house.
Yeah. And then she just comes out attacking him.
Crying, ran away.
Gets really snarky. Never answers his questions.
No, never does. And then because when he was like, Marissa, my ex-girlfriend was there. And Victoria acted like she had no clue who Marissa was.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he had a strong enough evidence to go into it the way he did. Like, I think that the best way that I think he should have handled it is to ask way more questions from Marissa. Like, do you actually have proof of this? What do you mean by what, like, what relationships did she break up? Like, give me some specifics. And then he should have immediately gone and talked to Victoria during the daytime and not waited until literally her parents are inside, like, with dinner on the table waiting for him to come in the
door. They weren't
going to
eat it anyways.
True. But still, it was weird.
Yeah, she got really defensive and kind of started gaslighting him almost as the, like, no, like, this is... why are you doing this? This is your problem. This is your fault.
Yeah.
And when clearly, like, he's like, I am just asking you about it. Like, I'm not saying you did
this. She's like, you're accusing me, but in, like, right before me, my parents. And you know what? This is like every time we're together, you blah, blah, blah. And it did. I think she tried to flip the script a little bit.
Yeah. And
on him. And he was like, literally, what are you talking about?
Well, guess what? It worked because he's an idiot.
Peter. So Peter does not meet her family. He leaves. She's sobbing. Her whole family
she
comes
did
out to
say
her.
I think she planted this little nugget as a last chance of hope, and it was, I wanted to say I was beginning to fall in love
with you. She's like, I was gonna tell you that I was falling in love with you, but then you left, or but then this happened. So then the next morning, so he leaves, her family is all out there comforting her. They're like, you still have us, and she's sobbing. And then the grandma kisses lady.
Oh my god,
that whole thing, I can't even
Nana kisses.
Oh yeah, with Nana kisses.
Come on, Nana kisses. Who doesn't want Nana kisses?
Stop.
No, seriously, Nana so kisses weird. Would be great. No, just a little peck on the cheek.
They were talking about the ears. I don't know,
whatever.
Anyway, so then the next morning,
it's endearing.
Victoria shows up at Peter's hotel. He's looking out, pondering at the beach and you know, whatever. And she's like, hey, so I'm like really sorry about last night. I know that was crazy. Really sorry that I freaked out, but I wanted to tell you that I'm falling in love with you. And, you know, I'm really like into you. And he was like, and she was like, so I guess it's up to you now. And the ball's in your court.
Yeah.
Trying to turn it around on him.
But he's such an idiot that he's like, he's I guess it is my turn now.
I
want
to make this decision right now. Soon as she showed up at his hotel the next morning, I was like, he's going to keep her around.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't a doubt in my mind the whole time.
I knew he was going to keep her around.
The only rationale behind it.
I don't see any rationale.
Is that he wants to have sex with her. That's
yes,
all
that
I can
the,
think
okay,
of.
Yes, that's
like,
the
he would
rationale.
Prefer her over Kelsey in that situation.
Like, he's more, like, he's very attracted to her, obviously.
Because what other reason is there to have her around?
And tell me honestly, like, does Peter, I know that he makes dumb decisions.
Yeah.
But is he honest to God, looking at Victoria, looking at every single interaction they've had,
and saying,
thinking,
she's going
to
be
wow,
my wife.
I could marry this woman and spend the rest of my life with her? There's literally
no way. Every time they're together, it's
toxic.
It goes down in flames.
It's a disaster. Every single time she cries, runs away, and they fight, and she can't open up, and then he doesn't trust every single time.
They don't get anywhere.
No. Their communication is awful, and I don't understand how they possibly think that this would work. I really don't.
But we've noticed a trend of Peter kind of liking that.
We have. Like, I think Peter likes... Peter wants to save somebody. Yeah. I really think that's what it is.
Honestly, when like 4 or 5 members of Kelsey's family were crying, I was like, oh my God, Peter's going to want to like date
love
them now.
This. He does. He does tend to like whenever someone starts crying, he's like, oh, they opened up. Okay. I love you. That seems to be his jam.
Yeah. Ugh. So ultimately, Kelsey goes home.
Yeah, Kelsey goes home. It's between Kelsey and Victoria. We all knew Peter's dumb enough that he's going to pick Victoria.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad for Kelsey, though. I mean, she was like, shocked.
I wasn't
shocked as a watcher of the show.
None of us were shocked.
She was shocked.
Do you think the other girls are as aware of Victoria F's breakdowns? Because it's usually only with Peter, like in a one-on-one situation.
Maybe a little bit.
Because she's gotten like seven one-on-ones.
Yeah, I think maybe a little bit, but definitely not the magnitude. So something interesting that I observed was during the rose ceremony. So I believe it was Madison who got there first.
Yeah.
Madison goes there. Then,
great jumpsuit, by the way.
Oh, man.
Wow.
We could have done a whole podcast about talking about how much I loved her
jumpsuit.
And
we will. Tune in later this week on.
We talk everything, all the earrings Madison has worn from the first one-on-one date and how I want to purchase all of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Madison walks out. Then Hannah Ann, and they do like a little hand-holding look at each other.
Yep.
Then Kelsey, and then her and Hannah Ann do a little hand-holding. And then Victoria, and nobody does anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's very clear to me that the other three are like in a decent place with each other. And they don't want anything to do with Victoria.
Yeah, she's bad news.
She's really bad news.
So they're going to go off to...
Speaking of news, then Madison...
Oh, that's right.
...says they end with Madison putting
it's
down her champagne and going like, hey, Peter, I need to talk to you.
Champagne or sweet tea?
It could have been sweet tea.
Aye.
Because she has to tell him that she's a virgin
mm-hmm.
going into Fantasy Suites week.
Yeah, and previews make it look like she kind of begins to unravel a little bit and struggles with...
Which makes me sad.
It does.
Because I think based on previews and based on what we've heard and seen, I think that Madison basically tells him, like, I'm going to feel really uncomfortable if you sleep with someone else. And I think he sleeps with probably both of the other two. And then the really weird thing is by the time we get to this point, the girls are not living together anymore.
Yeah.
But now they're all going to be living together for Fantasy Suites week,
mm-hmm.
which means that Madison will find out that they slept with him, and then she's going to freak out and be pissed at Peter and leave.
I'm curious as to...
That's what I think, at least.
Like, if you intend to save yourself from marriage...
Maybe the show isn't probably for you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I think.
There's been 24 seasons of the show. There is empirical evidence that boning happens on this show.
Yes,
and
except
is
for
encouraged.
Colton's season.
Yeah, and is for the most part encouraged, it seems.
Yes. Because it's presented as a way to get to know someone before you commit to them, and it's like cameras off and intimate time alone with someone before deciding, which, fine. And if you want to save yourself for marriage, also fine.
Yeah.
But I also don't know if the show is the best place for you to do that, knowing the formula of the show.
Yeah. So.
It's not looking great for Madison's feelings right now.
Yeah.
Especially because we've all been very well established that he's just loves Victoria because he's attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very into Hannah Ann.
Yeah. Which she's totally normal. Like
I know. I thought
people,
for sure
we talked
from
with,
day one I
we
wouldn't
talked
like
with
her.
Brett in the beginning of the season, and he was like, there's something about her. And even he's admitting on Twitter now that it's like, no, actually, I think she's fine. I hate to say it.
I know. Quick side note, when I was in New York, I got to have coffee with Brett and talk to him, and he was very lovely to talk to. We had a lovely time.
Oh, well, he's lovely to talk to in here, too.
Yeah, he's super cool. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel good about it, and I feel like Madison's going to be really sad. But Victoria, did you see where she was like, Madison gave him an ultimatum, and that's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
it. I do not want to hear Victoria bash Madison.
Yeah. Madison is a sacred institution.
I agree.
In this country.
She's very pure. She's very pure.
All right,
but didn't
Chad.
You agree, though, that that was like kind of nasty that she's going to say that about her?
Yeah, she's a nasty
How
person. Like,
and
she's
I also
a
don't consider
bad
it,
human.
I mean, granted, we haven't seen the episode yet. But I don't really know that it's an ultimatum.
Yeah.
It's not her saying, like,
We'll find out more next week. Because, like, Luke P. kind of gave an ultimatum, too.
He did.
It's, yeah.
But I think that the way Madison probably approaches
it's
it
gonna
is going to be dramatically different than the way Luke approaches it.
And Luke hasn't, like, Luke was an asshole all season.
Because I think Madison is approaching it in a way of, like, religion and values and importance and intimacy, and the way Luke presented it was like, I'm slut shaming you
yeah.
if you have sex with someone.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So I guess we'll see, but it looks juicy for sure.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick little commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about the tourism board dates. We're going to compare those to the actual dates that happened. Then we've got some roses to give out. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, cool. We'll see you in a little bit. Last week, we reached out to the tourism boards of the four different hometown cities.
We did.
We asked them to come up with a hometown date that had, one, the best daytime activity.
Yes.
Two, the best dining experience for a dinner date. And then three, what's the best nightlife experience after that dinner date?
Although nightlife isn't really as big of a part of hometown dates typically.
No, but for us, it
is. But for us, it's definitely part of it.
So we heard back from Knoxville, Des Moines, and Auburn.
We did.
Virginia Beach didn't get back to us, so you guys are missing out on free advertising. Virginia Beach must suck, I guess. I don't know.
I think we're good
at these other places.
We're thinking that Victoria F maybe isn't the best representation of Virginia Beach, and maybe they don't want to really advertise it.
All right. So,
but Virginia Beach seems like a lovely place as well.
So what's Knoxville got to offer?
So let's get right into it. So Knoxville, let me pull up my little
your
paper
Knoxville
here.
Knoxville.
Yes,
sheet.
My Knoxville sheet. So for an outdoor daytime activity, so they gave kind of some outdoor and indoor activities.
Okay, I like it.
Des Moines kind of did some of that too. So for Knoxville, so best daytime activity for outdoors, they said going to the Knoxville Urban Wilderness, like kayaking, hiking, or picnicking at Knoxville Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
Which sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I love a good botanical garden myself.
I'm sure you do.
I love it. They talked about a Knox Brew Tour, which would be cool.
They said
there's something called the Ale Trail. I feel like you would love that.
Definitely on that.
I feel like you would love that. So they said you can enjoy some spots on the Ale Trail and the little brewery tour. And then for something kind of more into the arts and culture, you can go to the Knoxville Art Museum. We also love museums.
I like to go to a different, like when I travel places, I like to go to art museums.
Yeah, so that would be really cool. Knoxville Art Museum, East Tennessee History Center, or historic homes. I would honestly love historic homes. I think it's really cool. I love seeing the stuff like that. Like I went to Paul Revere's house.
Oh, that's cool.
When
I like
was in
colonial,
ago,
I like colonial so cool. Revolutionary home or like that kind of era.
Yeah.
I don't know anything like younger than that. I don't care about in terms of homes.
I'm someone who gets like kind of starstruck by buildings.
Okay.
I know that's really weird.
Yeah. What's your favorite building?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Sorry to not talk about Knoxville here, but we have
I'm
to
so
find
glad
out what our favorite building is.
My favorite building in the entire world that I have personally been to is the library at Trinity College in Dublin.
Ooh.
I'm not kidding you. I had like an emotional experience at this building.
Really?
Like you walk in and it is just books everywhere, like the ceiling so high and floor to ceiling, literally every book ever. They have a lot of like first editions and a lot of like really old copies of very famous books, and it is just like you walk in there and it is very overwhelming. It is insane.
Super interesting. All right, about
so anyway, back to Knoxville. So lots of cool opportunities there. I think personally, if I was going to Knoxville, I think a picnic would be lovely.
Okay.
Love a good picnic. The brew tour would be super fun.
You're not a beer gal, though.
I'm not, but I can appreciate like the history of learning. I went to one in Cincinnati, kind of like a beer or a bourbon trail. And like, I don't really, not a bourbon, it was a beer trail. And I'm not a beer guy, but I thought it was really interesting to learn about still.
Okay.
So dining experiences, they said there was a lot to choose from. So a couple they mentioned were Amelia and the Lonesome Dove.
Ooh.
So those both sound really interesting.
Okay.
And then as far as nightlife, they said there's a lot of live performances from like the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra and the Jazz Orchestra, some theater. I love a good – we love plays.
Oh,
big
we love
play
guys.
Plays. We love plays.
We're big playboys.
We are big playboys. They talked about boutique bowling at Maple Hall. That sounds super fun.
I actually
love bowling.
Hate bowling.
I love bowling. I think it's so fun because I don't find it that competitive and you don't like have to be athletic. It's just fun.
I think it doesn't stimulate me.
Okay. Well, so, luckily you're not going on this date, so it's fine. And then they also said you get some drinks at, let's see, Peter Kern Library, Postmodern Spirits. Lots of options. Knoxville seems like a town with a lot of history and a lot of culture and fun opportunities.
They went axe throwing.
It just feels like they didn't do the city justice. It sounds like there's so many really cool, unique things they could have done, and it feels like axe throwing is something we could do anywhere. Like
you
go to Cincinnati, they have like two of them.
I think obviously I would choose the tourism board's recommendation for the hometown date.
100%.
As opposed to the lame one we saw in The Bachelor.
100%. So Knoxville, thank you so much. All those sound like wonderful options.
Yeah. Would you like to hear about Auburn?
I would love to hear about Auburn.
Oh, okay. So during the daytime.
Although you probably loved the day as it already was because it's basketball.
We'll get to that. So they recommend hiking and biking at what is called Chuakwa. I'm sorry. I'm going to butcher this.
What's happening?
Chuakwa State Park.
Okay, cool.
Sounds a little bit like Chewbacca.
Nice.
That's my best Chewbacca impression. You haven't seen Star Wars. You don't get it.
I have seen Star Wars.
You have?
Yes.
Recently?
I've seen all. I haven't seen.
Seen Star Wars. Like,
I haven't
ever.
Seen Lord of the Rings.
Ah, that's right.
I have seen all the Star Wars except for the most recent one.
You're missing it. Okay, hiking and biking at Chuakwa State Park, followed by Toomer's Famous Lemonade. So they have this drugstore down there on Toomer's Corner that apparently has some handmade lemonade right to order.
I like that.
Oh, I love a good lemonade.
I love lemonade.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing.
Haven't had it in a while.
Especially in the summer.
Oh.
A cold glass of lemonade.
Oh.
God, I love lemonade.
It's like Corona for kids, basically.
Next podcast, we're having lemonade.
Yeah. From Toomer's, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll make a little trip down there. For dinner, we would have dinner and dessert at Acre.
Okay.
Which is kind of a traditional deep south food, twisted in a modern way. But what has me salivating.
Tell me.
Is a dessert board. You don't have to pick a dessert.
I think that sounds like a legitimate dream come
true. I hate having to look at a dessert menu and being like, oh, I got to pick one.
Agreed.
No, I get a whole board so I can taste, you know, different seasonal desserts like cinnamon apple bread pudding, charred sweet corn cobbler.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
Peanut butter pie. And a chocolate tort.
You don't need to say it like that.
Wow. It all sounds so effing good.
That sounds fantastic because I am the guy who goes to restaurants and they're like, do you want to see a dessert menu? And I'm like, I'll take one of each.
Yeah.
But like secretly hoping that maybe they will actually bring me one of each. This sounds like a dream come true.
So the nightlife is to end the night with a little wine bar called the Ampersand Wine Bar.
Love it.
Which is known for their largest wine by the glass selection in the Southeast.
Yes. Amazing.
So you can find whatever kind of vino that you are feeling. And they also describe like the atmosphere there as your crazy rich aunt's living room.
That's fantastic.
Which I guess it's like velvet sofas, very glamorous wallpaper.
I love that.
I'm into that. I like a good like lounge experience.
I agree.
Like you kind of just calm down a little bit.
Just chilling.
After the night.
I like that a lot. I like to go to drinks and like be able to sit down to talk to the people I'm there with, you know?
Yeah, that's a good time. And then when you're done talking, you can go out to one of the many music venues along Railroad Avenue. Hear some jams.
Love it.
I'm in on that. So if I had to compare it to Madison's actual date, look, everything sounds great. The lemonade, delicious. The dessert board, I'm in. The crazy rich
aunt's
living
room. But none of those are Charles Barkley.
But they're not Chuck, and they're not Bruce, and they're not Ballin'.
In my mind, they had me a dessert board, and you can catch me at all of these places that they just said. Wine and dessert boards.
Yeah. And last week, I admit, I said that Auburn was probably the one I was least interested in visiting.
But now.
Now I'm interested.
Now you're very interested.
Now I'm interested. They have my attention.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
All right. Hit me up with.
Hear about Des Moines?
Des Moines.
So Iowa is the one that I was like, I don't know what there is to do in Iowa, honestly. Oh. So they gave
caucus?
Us some. Yes, that's all I really know. So they gave us some cold weather and warm weather activities, which is great. So depending on the time of year you're visiting. So cold weather, daytime activities, there's ice skating at Brenton Skating Plaza.
Okay.
And then it says you can wander through the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden to warm up. Which is inside. They have a nice conservatory that apparently it's always 80 degrees, which is great. And then there's a French cuisine place called Django. They said they have great cheese plates and cocktails and dinner, which, say no more, perfect. Nightlife. So after dinner, they said drinks at Hello Marjorie and a late night jazz show at Noche.
Man, I'm a sucker.
Sounds amazing.
I'm a sucker for some jazz.
I knew you were going to say that. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
I like that. So then warm weather. We have some warm weather options. So they said there's a famous downtown Des Moines farmer's market, which... That sounds – I love farmers markets.
So I went to Farm Aid last year, and Neil Young basically said, like, anytime you see a farmers market, you have to stop and go.
I love farmers markets. And I think they're great.
When Neil Young tells me to do something, God damn it, I do it. So I will stop by that farmers market.
And then, which this is just a fascinating name, the Papa John Sculpture Park.
Spelled P-A-P-P-A. J-O-H-N, all one word.
Incredible.
It's not a bunch of sculptures of pizza.
It should be, but it's not.
Look, I am saying that I would like to erect some pizza statues.
I would absolutely go to a pizza statue place. But either way.
But that's not what it is.
It is not what it is. And then you can catch an Iowa Cubs minor league baseball game.
Yeah.
Super fun. I personally love going to baseball games. And I've been to several minor league baseball
games. Minor league games are fun, too, because they always do these gimmicks and shticks that are great.
Love a good shtick.
All right.
And then dinner. What are we going to do for dinner there? So enjoying dinner on the patio at Eatery A, which is like Mediterranean tapas.
You don't like Mediterranean food?
I'm not a big Mediterranean food guy, but I understand that a lot of people love Mediterranean food. Yeah. But I am a big tapas guy. Like I love going to dinner, and that's like what I have, several of those instead of like a meal.
Okay.
So I like that. And then nightlife, drinks and live music. Love live music at 300 Craft and Rooftop.
Yeah.
Rooftop bar is always great. And then Skee Ball.
Dude, Skee Ball's great.
At Up Down, which is a barcade, which is awesome. I think barcades are super cool, and Skee Ball is super fun.
Skee Ball's great. I think there needs to be more accessible Skee Ball, just in the country in general, because there's never any free ski.
And like, how often am I going to go to Dave and Buster's and like pay to go
ski? Well, it's, yeah, I'm hashtag free ski, not hashtag fee ski.
Thanks for clarifying.
So I hope it's free there. But yeah, that sounds like a great time.
That's the hometown. So honestly, I think I would have fun at all these. They have a lot of fun stuff to do.
These guys should be in charge of planning these hometown.
See, that's what I think, because I just think that you don't get a really good view of the city or an idea of what goes on there without a hometown, without like seeing the actual town, like the way they like the axe throwing, the grape thing. Like you don't see anything about the city. Like there's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
In Knoxville and Des Moines and Auburn that we don't get to see any of that.
Yep. Bummer.
Well, ABC.
This
from
is
now
why
on,
we're here, though, to
let
shed
the
light.
Boards plan the hometown dates.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
So these are great. So thank you so much again to the tourism boards at Des Moines, Knoxville, and Auburn. We appreciate all of this. This is super interesting.
And Virginia Beach, sorry, won't be visiting you anytime soon.
And if we
sounds
visit
like
these
all
places,
you have
we'll
is
love to go.
Old time photos, Hunter Hayes concerts, and
drama,
and ex girlfriends who are going to warn you about the person you're dating now.
But
and that
all the
doesn't
other,
sound like a good time.
For all the other places, hopefully we'll get to visit you someday and try some of these things out.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
Love it.
You know what else sounds like a good plan?
What?
Giving out our two roses for the week.
Better transition than usual, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Let me organize myself.
Organize. I'll go first then.
Go ahead.
So the first rose I want to give out is the Hall & Oates Kiss on My List rose. Goes to Nana.
God.
Yeah, she didn't get her. She didn't get the love that she needs.
Okay.
And didn't get to give out the love that she needs
You're
to give out.
Correct. You're right.
So, Nana, you get a rose this week.
Okay. I gave the spiderweb rose.
Oh.
To Victoria. Because she's just weaving all these webs.
Yeah.
She's getting caught in lies.
Like a little Peter Parker.
Yeah, she's getting caught in lies and all these dramatic tales and deception and. She's just weaving quite the web for herself, and I think that it's going to come back to bite her very hard.
Any coincidence that her last name could be Weber if she gets married to Peter?
Gosh, man, that would be something.
I think it's actually like destiny, it sounds like.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Based on your face, I have a bad feeling about this one.
This rose is actually about me. It's the Evan Delaney rose for
what?
Drinking things and other things glasses.
What? Because
and
the sweetie in the
wine glass?
It goes
to Madison's family.
Care to elaborate on this?
I absolutely will. Okay. They put sweet tea in a wine glass.
They sure did.
Sometimes I put wine in a mug. I'll drink wine in a mug. Growing up, I would put milk in a wine glass. And when I say growing up, I mean as recently
as yesterday.
As not long ago.
This surprises me none.
More like
not at all.
I would say the milk one was like definitely wine glasses when I was a younger kid because I was like, oh, this is funny
cool,
to me.
Yeah.
And then like we had like chalice like wine glasses that I would put milk in, you know. As you guys know, I'm a big milk drinker, 2%.
Love milk.
So yeah, the rose for drinking things and other things glasses goes to Madison's whole family, the Pruitts.
That's quite the rose.
Yeah.
All right. So mine, this is not going to mean anything to you, but.
Okay.
The John Ambrose McLaren Rose.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Who is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. John Ambrose McLaren, which several of you will probably know, was a character on To All the Boys I've Loved Before 2 that came out recently, last week. I watched this movie over the weekend, and John Ambrose McLaren enters the movie as like a potential love interest of the main character. And he's really nice, great guy, like literally no flaws, like he's fine. But their romantic part is so glazed over, and then all of a sudden he's just not relevant. And you're like, what happened to John Ambrose McLaren? Why did he make it this far?
Yeah.
When he doesn't really feel that relevant to the story, which is why Kelsey gets that rose, because she made it pretty far, but just didn't feel relevant, and her whole hometown date was just so glazed over and non-significant. And that's why I gave it to her.
Yeah. You know what is significant and shouldn't be glazed over?
What, Evan?
Our social media channels.
You're right.
And our email.
You're right. And if you'd like to email us, you can at batchpleasepod@gmail.com.
We will not glaze over your emails.
We will not. And if you'd like to follow us or DM us on the social medias, on Instagram and Twitter, we are at batchpleasepod. We love reading DMs, and we often give shout outs when we receive DMs from people. So let us know what you think. Let us know where you would have wanted your hometown to be from either the show's dates or the dates we talked about.
Or your own hometown.
Your own hometown. And really quickly, before we sign off, I would like to read my mom's review of the episode.
Hit it.
That she texted me. And I have to say, I agree with her on all of
these. We love Lisa, by the way.
We love Lisa. Big Lisa fans on this podcast. She said, for the podcast today, Victoria is a snake.
Okay.
True. Madison's family is more into their faith than Peter. True.
Yep.
And the fact that she's a virgin, in parentheses, he's not used to that.
No.
Also true.
He's at least four times the windmill and not used to that.
And Hannah Ann is a little too young and immature. Also probably true.
Yeah.
So she says that leaves Hannah Brown with a heart emoji. And if we had our way, that's exactly what it would mean.
Yeah. So we will find out. If that happens, so
that's
I don't...
Lisa's review. That's a new segment on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm okay with having
we
that
read
be a recurring
text
segment
every time, so you guys can know what she thinks.
Yeah,
she's got good opinions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we have. Next week is Fantasy Suites, so buckle up. It's gonna probably be a very interesting episode. Probably intense. Probably a little awkward.
I'm ready for it.
And we'll be here to talk with you about it the next day. So stay tuned.
Adios.
Bye.